minutes, right, Andrea?
Yeah.
I call this meeting to order for the Committee on Oversight for the Senate of the Associated Students of the 85th Session on Tuesday, November 14th at 7:30 p.m. in room 405, fourth floor of the Joe Crowell Student Union to order. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Becker?
Present.
Senator Bessman?
Present.
Senator Camuli?
Present.
Senator Flangus?
Present.
Speaker Jackson?
Absence excused.
Senator Kirkendall?
Present.
Senator Martinez?
Present.
Senator Thamel?
Present.
Form is present.
Moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 4, minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from October 17, 2017, October 24, 2017, and November 7, 2017. Senator Thamel?
I move to approve the minutes from October 17th, October 24th, and November 7, 2017 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Motion passes. Moving into agenda item 5, reports. Agenda item 5A, Secretary of the Senate.
So you guys keep switching your time, and it's making it really hard for secretaries to be there. So please don't do that. Or at least give us like a heads up so we can plan better. Because sometimes we just like look on the website, and it turns out your meeting's not when we thought it was. And it screws it up for all of us.
Senator Bussman?
I've been like really trying to get back onto the Friday that everybody's on, but like... It keeps, there's like holidays, like all the time, and it's difficult.
Senator Thamel?
Yeah, I think the big issue is just like, because most of ours are on Friday, and with the past 2 weekends, you know, being like veterans, and with us having Fridays off, we've had to like, I don't know, go on the fly.
His heads up would have been nice.
Oh, absolutely.
Is the moral of the story.
Okay.
Yeah. Senator Bussman?
Did you say that you have your meeting this Friday?
This Friday, yes.
So do I.
Oh, okay. Are you still going to the meeting with the dean?
Yeah, my meeting's at 1:30. I don't have a conflict.
You're true. You're very true on that.
Is there any further comment? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item B, Speaker Pro Tem 4. I have my report right here. Hello, everyone. I will have a meeting this Wednesday with all the interns where all the committee chairs will be presenting in addition to Director Schultz. I've also been having one-on-one meetings with the interns regarding their final project. I have just been in contact with all the interns, sending them to directors and senators, and we are finishing up pretty strong, and I hope you all continue to work with your interns to the best of your ability. Are there any questions? Senator Thamel?
In regards to the thing on Wednesday with all the chairs, do you want us to have like a presentation ready or something?
Just kind of going off of that, Senator Camuli also asked that. I just kind of said you can have like a rundown of when your committee is, time, include your picture, but you're just kind of elaborating, and it's like a 3 to 5 minute presentation, so nothing too elaborate regarding that. Senator Flangus, do you have a question?
So did you want us to submit the picture with like our little thing like to you by a certain date?
No.
Seeing as it's tomorrow?
No, you would just create a presentation yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. Senator Camuli?
I have my presentation right now. Do you mind checking over it after?
Yeah, of course. And you could also email it to me.
Oh.
Senator Becker?
Do you have a schedule of like when all of the senators are supposed to be going to these intern meetings and presenting?
Yes. I think I emailed you all about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and it kind of like listed the date. In addition to that, I already made the agenda in kind of order. I know Senator Lee already asked me if she can go first because she had a conflict. And if I have to rearrange the order, just let me know. But yeah. Are there any further questions at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item C, Chair of Committee on Academics.
Okay, my committee has a meeting this upcoming Friday. My lovely intern Sarah posted all my agendas, bless her soul. We will be discussing more on the library since Senator Lippe currently has more data from Dean Ray, and his intern was helping him with his project also. I really want us to draft some legislation, or at least start on a resolution, even if we don't have enough data from the libraries. It's always a good idea to just start on what we already have. So we're going to be discussing more about that, and we're also going to be discussing more on Faculty of the Year and how we're going to plan that out, more of the timeline for the upcoming weeks. And on Thursday, Senator Cynthia Lee and Senator Sarwar and I will be meeting with Assistant Vice Provost Rukava for the topic of changing the neuroscience advising. I'm excited, and we'll give you updates after we meet with him. And I'm finally relieved that the NERA applications closed yesterday. So the Department of Undergraduate Research will be giving out the reviewer packets by this week to anyone who volunteered. And I look forward to reading those proposals.
Are there any questions? Thank you for your report. Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item D, Chair of Committee on Budget and Finance.
All right, so we had a meeting today, and in the meeting we did financial reviews of the Judicial Council, Executive Board, and clubs and organizations. Those financial review summaries will be out to you next week, so that way you can review them before Senate. For this week, I'm just missing one more review that will be sent out before Senate tomorrow, and then we'll be officially back on track with the financial review summaries. I apologize. And then one other thing, during my meeting today, I skipped over a Senate bill that I had written for the meeting on accident, and it was just basically an update to the operating budget. So I'm actually gonna send that over to Hannah, or Speaker Jackson, to put it on the fast-tracked piece of legislation portion of the Senate agenda, because number one, it's just really renaming the Cub Support Funding Manager title to Assistant Director, because that's how it appears in the SAS. There's no money actually being moved around. Additionally, I have a meeting with Director Rodriguez and Speaker Jackson and Senator Thummel tomorrow at 4:30 to discuss the future of financial review summaries. That way we can make them public official documents. Additionally, I plan to be blasting the entire list of deans at the university to start talking to the professors to start working with the Wolf Shop, kind of on track with what Senator Busman has been doing already, but as per my duties in the, not in the SAS, but in the rules of the Senate, or 85th session rules, whatever, I need to be doing that, so I'll be getting on that.
Senator Flangus? Wow.
P.S. You know you can send your stuff to Hannah to put on the agenda before we talk about it in Budget and Finance, right?
Yes. In that case,
Senator Kirkendall.
Yeah, I haven't been doing that just because, for me, like, because my meetings are on Tuesday and I'm able to get things done well in advance before Hannah agendizes. I mean, it's only really a week of delay, whereas, like, for the people that have meetings on Fridays, it's better for you guys to submit early. Additionally, if I would have sent this early and it would have been on the Senate agenda, it would have showed up as second reading of legislation, which is incorrect because we didn't read it this Tuesday, so it's going to be on next week's Senate agenda as a fast-track piece of legislation, unless Senator or Speaker Jackson declines it.
Senator Thumb?
Just a quick question. Do we have a meeting next week with Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
So you should have asked this.
Senator Busman?
Can you explain what you meant by the dean thing with the Wolf Shop?
Yeah, so I just want to get into contact with the deans of every different college and to basically go from a top-down approach to just kind of reiterate that they need to get their textbook entries in on time to the Wolf Shop, or their, I'm not finding the right word for this, their
okay.
textbook reservations, or like
Requisition,
whatever.
Yeah. That's in the SAS?
It's in the
Senate rules.
Senate rules, yeah. It says, as well as coordinating presentations to academic departments about the importance of professors submitting textbook requests to the Wolf Shop on time. So technically it asks for me to conduct presentations to academic departments, but I think that's just something that the deans will never buy into and they'll just rather take an email.
Senator Busman?
On that point, that's like what I've been meeting with the Wolf Shop to try
yeah.
and do. And I was trying to formulate with them like better way to approach them, because like they're already in communication with all the academic departments, because
mm-hmm.
Like that's everything they do, and they're already invested in getting those textbook requisition rates to what they want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I was discussing with Director Dubay about the potential of sort of giving those departments commission for the money saved on like turning in those requests earlier on. So I don't know, like if you just like send them an email saying, hey, can you please do this, like they already know that they're supposed to do that. It's just about like how you advance what's already in place.
Senator Kirkendall, if you don't mind, I would like to work with you on that.
Yeah.
Or be involved.
Mm-hmm. I haven't scheduled the next meeting yet, so I can just CC you on that.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, awesome.
Senator Kirkendall. And just final thing, I just kind of remembered, but this is just information, really. I haven't really formulated a plan of action, but a lot of business students have been having an insanely hard time registering for classes because we are at a severe deficit in terms of the number of professors that we have available and the number of open classes that we have. I know it's been a problem across the university for quite a while now, but I just want to think of a way that I can either formulate a resolution or something that can get the attention of the academic department or the College of Business to do better. I don't know. Like, I don't know what I could possibly do. So if any of you have suggestions, whether you're in the College of Business or not, I'd be more than happy to take suggestions.
Senator Thummel.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that I'd like to work with you on that, if that's okay with you.
Mm-hmm. Senator Lee.
Is it because of lack of, like, professors, or is it the late registration, or can someone clarify?
Senator Flingus.
I mean, I know it's not a problem just affecting the College of Business. It's also affecting the College of Journalism. For them, it's specifically there's not enough teachers, and that also classes conflict. Like, they you can't take one, and then the lab for another 3 hours conflicts with another class. So I think it's a lack of teachers, like, and a lack of, like, class times in general.
Senator Thummel?
Yeah, when me, Senator Kirkendall, and Senator Ma met with the dean, our dean for the College of Business, he talked about how the College of Business has the highest ratio of students to professor. So it's definitely the same with us. It's an issue of
Senator
Kirkendall. Professors.
And another thing that Dean Mosier also explained was that, I'm so sorry, Andrea, was that a lot of the problem with this is because we are building structures within the university that add zero classrooms. Like, for instance, there's going to be, like, where the old, not liberal arts, but do you know
Church
what?
Of Fine Arts?
No, not Church of Fine Arts. There's another building that they're going to be making almost into, like, or it might be the Church of Fine Arts. I don't know.
I think it's the new Church of Fine Arts.
The new Church of Fine Arts. Like, it's only specifically related to art. I apologize. I don't. He was throwing out building names left and right.
Right, my own college is fine.
But, like, none of them are adding actual classrooms. I mean, the renovation or the new engineering building is just going to be adding more lab space. It's not actually adding more classrooms. Like, the problem is we're adding all these structures that provide no real educational value in terms of, like, actually sitting down and taking a class. Like, they're just supplemental rooms. So it's a big problem.
Senator Becker.
I thought that's a super interesting point. I don't know if you guys have an answer for this, but, like, you guys see how they, like, have made these new dorms before they made the educational facilities? I mean, why would they do that? They have this whole, like, STEM building before they even have, like, the space to, like, educate these STEM students.
Senator Flingus.
They got a grant from people who specifically wanted to build new dorms specifically for STEM students, so you can't divert grant funding away from what people intended to be. That's why that building is being built.
Senator Thummel.
And in terms of the next, like, business building, our Dean Mosher talked about, like, this next business building, the new one, will be focused specifically on just having classrooms for professors to...
Senator Busman to Senator Flingus.
Is the lack of professors in classes because of funding or because we're not drawing enough talent to the university?
Right, Senator Kirkendall.
Dean Mosher didn't admit this. I mean, it's something that you don't want to admit as a dean, but what I could get from the conversation is that we don't have the amount of necessary talent and great teachers to supplement business students as well as any other students that are facing trouble, like the journalism students. I'm not sure if this is due to competition or how the university is recruiting or where their priorities are, but I mean, just hearing about the plans of, like, creating new buildings kind of raised my concern of, like, okay, we're, you know, building these buildings, like, we'll have a new business building, that's great, but, like, are we going to fill it with more professors, or is it just going to be more seats for less professors? Because even as an accounting student, I've seen, with just in my time here, 3 accounting professors, like, well-accredited professors, either retire or leave, and that's pretty alarming considering that there's very few to begin with, even just in accounting.
Senator Flingus?
Recruiting happens specifically within the colleges, not the universities. The dean decides what allotment of money goes towards recruitment. But also, the College of Liberal Arts doesn't even have a single building on campus which is devoted specifically to the College of Liberal Arts. So, like, in terms of building space, like, it's a problem across all the colleges. Like, it's not just one college, it's across all colleges. So if you did write a resolution, it would have to address the fact that all colleges are struggling with classroom space. Like, it's not singularly one college, it's literally all of them.
Mm-hmm. Is there any further comment? Senator Tumble?
Just to, like, add on, touch on the end. You
guys,
echo? College of Liberal Arts is getting the Ansari Business Building
once you vacate and you have a new building? Oh, how nice.
Senator Bussman.
Was that confirmed?
Yes.
Senator Kirkendall.
It was not confirmed because I don't want Dean Mosher to have any questions from any students, but it's kind of implied considering liberal arts takes up, I believe, the fourth floor classrooms of the Ansari Business Building, and if that trend continues, I mean, if there's no longer business classes in that building, I mean, it's an empty space. So you're more than free to have it and tear it down and do whatever you want with it. But I mean,
I don't want to tear it down.
Is there any
okay.
further comment at this time? Well, I would encourage Senator Kirkendall to actually work with Senator Camille, because I think that's something right up her alley regarding being on the Committee of Academics. And I think a lot of senators would actually find interest in this, and especially our constituents, regarding classroom spaces. Senator Camille.
I would love to work with you guys. I just didn't know that was a problem, maybe because we're different colleges. So we do have problems with, like, registration and getting into classes, but not as big of a problem as probably the College of Business. So.
The College of Journalism also has a really, really big issue.
Is there any further comment? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item E, Chair of Committee on Civic Engagement.
Hi, guys. Today we received a thank you letter about the resolution about the Las Vegas shooting from the Sheriff's Department in Las Vegas. They're really excited to see the resolution go up. They were really touched by it. And also we have, James Beatty have the excellent idea of contacting Veterans Services to see if they would do a flag folding ceremony for us. So we're gonna incorporate a lot of people on our campus when we finally do that ceremony. I'm gonna attend the Committee of University Affairs to help plan that. P.S. We're also going to work on the science fair. We're gonna have an hour requirement update from Senator Thummel and Senator Kirkendall. Very excited about it. We're going to talk about the new resolution presented by President Textera, which just kind of encourages using ASUN dollars in a local manner, which, like, would stimulate the local economy, which is, in fact, civic engagement. So it's kind of a new twist on an old idea. But I agendized incorrectly, so we have a Senate resolution that will not be heard this week. But, like, I'm really excited for the moment it finally does come to light. Anyways, should be interesting, should be fun. We're gonna talk about the science fair a lot though, it's gonna be lit. Also, I had the interns reach out to their residence halls and I got a response back from two of the residence halls, so they should be hosting a couple of the tables for the science fair, which is really exciting because they're clubs on campus, which means they can apply for club funding. So, that's all of it.
Are there any questions for Senator Flingus? Great job, Senator Flingus.
Thank you.
Moving forward, agenda item F, Chair of Committee on Government Operations.
What's going on, guys? I got a super quick report for you this week. We have two pieces of legislation that you'll hear tomorrow going through Senate that went through our committee last week. This week, we have another meeting on Friday where we have the resolution in support of the ADA compatibility for online posting that me and Senator Flingus worked on. In terms of legislation that I'm working with Director Rodriguez, or this was something that Director Rodriguez brought to my attention. The way the SAS currently has it worded, the president has to pick his entire executive board within a week of him being appointed. So I'm working to change that, just because that's just realistically, that's never happened in the past. There's just nowhere near enough time for him to fill all those positions within 1 week. So I'm working on changing that. And then I'm also working with Speaker Pro Tempore Martinez on writing legislation regarding the elections chair and the two positions underneath the elections chair. Any legislation we write on that will be affecting the next elections chair, not the current one.
Are there any questions for Senator Thummel? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item G, Chair of Committee on Public Affairs, Senator Becker.
What's up, guys? Also a super quick report. So I'd like to thank you guys all for attending the Veterans Luncheon. It was a big success. We got a lot of good feedback from the veteran constituents. I actually got, like, forwarded a few emails. So, I mean, I was like, I'm super self-critical. So I was like, oh my gosh, it went terrible, oh my gosh. But it actually turned out, contrary to my belief, that it actually turned out pretty good. So thank you guys. I couldn't have done it without you guys. It's awesome. And then, so I think it's Miss Madeline Perdue is going to be writing a report and then about a sagebrush about it. So that should be cool. And then also, I just want to touch on something that Senator Flangus said. If you want any help with like the Veterans Service Office, I have like a super good connection with like Chad Glenn Cook and like Miss Trina that works in there. So I'd be more than happy to help you if you want me to incorporate something with like the flag folding ceremony. And then other than that, I'm gonna have a real nice debrief with my intern. That's gonna be awesome. And then I'm meeting with Director Brandon Wahlberg this Wednesday to go over some K-12 outreach for public affairs. And that's all I got.
Awesome. Are there any questions for Senator Becker? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 8, Chair Committee on University Affairs.
Okay, so tomorrow morning, I'm gonna meet with Shannon Ellis, and she's gonna give me some feedback on new innovations at Nevada. And then Dr. Guatam, who's the VP for Research and Innovation, is working on setting up meetings with all of his faculty. And that's about it.
Are there any questions for Senator Busman? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item I, Chair of Committee on Oversight. Speaker Jackson, I actually have a report right here, so I'm going to read it. Good evening, everyone. I want to apologize for not being at tonight's Senate meeting. I will sure be at Senate tomorrow, but I have a family obligation tonight that I could not miss. Thank you for all understanding. Senator Ryan Becker deserves a huge shout out because of his work on the veteran selection. Please give him a round of applause. A big thank you. Also goes on to every senator that showed up to the event. The Veterans Services Office was so happy with the banner, the luncheon, and how engaged the senators were. It was truly amazing, and everyone should be so proud. Another heartwarming update for all of you, and especially all who co-sponsored the Las Vegas Resolution. Sheriff Joseph Lombardo from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department sent me a letter. He wanted to thank us for sending it to him, as well as let us know that he will be hanging up the resolution in the library of the Metropolitan Police Department headquarters. If you'd like to see the actual card, Senator Flangus has a picture of it. It is also in my office if you'd like to take a look at it. Here are a few updates on some projects that I'm working on. Elector is this Saturday. We are in process of securing last minute details. We had nearly 70 signups for the workshop. I cannot wait to see some of you there to hopefully see as many people as possible run for office come spring. I still have not gotten all the specific information regarding the exact pricing of Democracy Plaza, but regardless, I will be presenting the proposal to the Senate tomorrow. I will be sending the presentation to the Senate so you can use it to get constituents' feedback. As you all know, reapportionment has been a large task than we originally thought. I am currently in the process of obtaining enrollment numbers of the academic colleges from institutional analysis and a few questions answered about undeclared students. I think this information is necessary, but for crafting viable options for representation, I apologize for not having it done this week for us to discuss, but when we meet next week, we can discuss the matter fully. I have contacted the candidates for the open cabinet seat. That special election will be held on Wednesday, November 29th. I will send the supplemental documents over since I agendized for the meeting. After the feedback ASUN received from Dear UNR event, I think it is important that we have another public forum similar to the Charlottesville meeting. Students said they would appreciate if our meeting was an accessible location in which many students could know about and attend, even if they are just passing by. So today, I booked the Casey Rotunda for December 6th Senate meeting. I wanted to ask you all what you think are important topics that you would like to discuss at the meeting. I will be working on a list of general topics and questions to be discussed, and I was thinking that we could focus this meeting on student safety. Given the recent events on our campus this semester, as well as proposal of the N2 program, I think it is important that we know and can document student sentiments regarding these issues in order to be proactive moving forward. But again, this is just my idea. I really want all of your opinions and insight on this. Thank you all for being amazing as always. I will see you tomorrow. Sincerely, Hannah. So regarding that, if you guys have things you would like to talk about regarding the meeting on December 6th, which will be pretty important, again, kind of based around student safety, I would encourage you to create a list for us to talk about in next oversight. And if you have any more questions, I would direct them towards Hannah via email. Are there any questions regarding that? Awesome. Moving into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any, Senator Kirkendall. Public comment at this time, Senator Kirkendall.
So, well, my question was going to be about my idea for writing that resolution about the problem with classes or just like any academic problems that students have and maybe holding an open forum. But now that we are already doing that for something completely different, I don't know. But still, what do you think of that idea?
Senator Flangus.
One of the biggest ideas I discussed with my constituents was they think that students should be factored into when the classes were decided, like what times they're decided for, because a lot of students find conflicts with classes they want to take in the same year. But if students were consulted on like the whole scheduling thing, I think that people would be like, hey, if I'm a sophomore student, I have to take both these classes, they're at the same time, that's stupid. So I think that perhaps like there should be a student panel that they address before they decide the class times, and that's something that we could potentially write a resolution on or talk about during the public forum to see if people want to like create a student panel for each of the colleges for them to consult before they decide on class times.
Senator Bussman?
A class that I need is only on Saturday, only next semester. Just thought I'd put that out there.
Senator Kuykendall?
So, I'm sorry, we've beaten this topic to death. I just was curious about the idea of maybe holding an open forum because if we're going to be doing that already for like campus safety, do you think that's something we should hold off on? Or because I feel like when I was just thinking about it, like over the last couple reports that were going by, I was just thinking that maybe the students should have more of a voice than me and Senator Cammie Lee, like, I don't know.
Senator Flangus.
I think you should perhaps invite them to like a university affairs meeting or an academics meeting or something like that instead of Senate, just because I think this forum will be focused on safety and like they will, it's not our, we shouldn't be drawing attention from it, but like I think you should create a public forum for people to do in perhaps a like central location where people will go to, because I think people are really upset about classes. Like it's not like a one college thing, it's like a bunch of kids on our campus, specifically sophomores and juniors, because they're trying to be on track to graduate and it's really hard to get into classes. So I think that a public forum about how they can like better address that issue is really essential.
Senator Cammie Lee?
Talk about public forum, do you mean like kind of holding something like the Charlottesville? Yeah, I think so, because I don't think that someone will want to come to an academics meeting at 8:30 on a Friday. So I think it's more realistic if we had like actual forum.
Senator Kuykendall?
So just a suggestion, because it fits more in your committee than it would in mine. Maybe we could use your committee as an outlet to holding this forum, and we could schedule it for, or maybe schedule an additional meeting specifically for this forum on top of like, you know, when you have your normal meeting. So like, we could find a time that would work with you. Could we do that? Like maybe on like, I don't know, Thursday or Wednesday or whatever at some time.
Senator Cammie Lee?
So where, I'm kind of like confused on like the size of this forum. So is it just going to be like a something in this room, and then we just invite students, or is it more of like the one of the ballrooms, kind of like Charlottesville?
Senator Kuykendall.
Personally, I don't think it would be. It would definitely be way too big for this room, but it would also be maybe a little too small for the ballrooms, because it's not on the same scale as Charlottesville, because that has more emotional attachment to it. So maybe holding it in the Senate chambers or the graduate student lounge, but I'm pretty sure the Senate chambers are bigger.
Senator Flangus.
I think the KC Rotunda is still a really good idea because it's right in a central focus. The biggest issue with the forum is like the reason so many people came out is because Hannah specifically emailed so many people about it. So like whenever you hold a public forum, to make sure to inform them of the location and the time repeatedly.
Are there any further comments or questions? Senator Becker?
You guys, do you plan to go forward with the forum? Definitely just bank off of whatever Speaker Jackson did. Just like ask what she did, do exactly what she did, and prove it, you know? Mm-hmm. Works.
Senator Flangus?
I also think it'd be really important to invite the deans of the college to that forum, because like just because we're hearing what students have to say doesn't mean that they shouldn't hear what students have to say. They should be there to hear how many people come to speak on the open mic and about what specifically.
Yeah. Senator Cammie Lee, did you have something?
No, I'm just thinking because it's going to take like kind of a lot of planning. So I was like, kind of thinking what we can do to like kind of put ourselves out there. Yeah.
Senator Bussman.
I feel like it would be really, really difficult to get all the deans out to that.
Senator Flangus.
I'm not saying they all have to show up. I'm just saying that if you extend the invite and you're saying we're talking about the fact that students can't get into classes and they're upset about it, like they could at least send a representative. Like it's something to say, like students are really upset about something that you have control over.
Senator Kuykendall.
I know it's kind of shady, but we could totally peer pressure the deans into it. We could put like on the flyers, like the deans have been invited. And so if they don't show up, they're like,
yeah.
I guess my dean doesn't care, right? So.
Yes, I agree.
That's very interesting. Yeah.
Senator Flangus.
I also think, I know this like really cuts into everything, but if you could create the forum, this is shady, But if you could create the forum semi during finals when everyone's in the library, in the KCU Rotunda, so they could casually just stop in and say something, then they still are upset about the fact that they've been trying to get into classes and classes aren't open yet. I think you'd get people while they're passionate and also a captured audience.
Any further comment? Senator Buskin.
If you're doing it during exams though, like,
people will come. We're all procrastinators.
Any further comment? Seeing none, I'll move into agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 8:01 p.m.